This is Speaking Volumes. I'm Josh Rollerson. Cindy Skrzycki cut her teeth as a nonfiction writer at The Washington Post, where she wrote a regular column for years before coming to Pittsburgh about 10 years ago. She now teaches in the writing program at Pitt, but she still lives the globetrotting lifestyle of a newspaper correspondent, and she's always got an eye out for her next read.
When I travel somewhere, I usually try to read something like I was in Newfoundland. You say, where do you get your ideas for books? Well, you go to a bookstore in Newfoundland, and you find books that you're never going to find here. I read a book called Latitudes of Melt, which is sort of a cross between a memoir, fairy tale, and real life in Newfoundland. A woman who was brought in on a shipwreck as a baby and her life there. And now that book would mean nothing to anyone unless you went there.
And what are you reading right now?
I am reading Jerusalem, Jerusalem by James Carroll. I was in Israel recently, and I tried to read this book before I went, but I didn't succeed because it's a combination of theology, philosophy, nonfiction narrative. You really have to pay attention to this book. And I picked it up when I came back, and I understand it now because I was in Jerusalem. Hmm. And it's basically about this very small place called Jerusalem and how we've fought for centuries over this little piece of land. And it goes back to, 9,000 BCE. And his thesis basically is that Jerusalem is the embodiment of religion trying to figure out how to handle violence, that religion is the response to violence, and the Bible is an attempt to explain this violence. Read the book. It's a great book. It really is.
What do you think that it's important for undergraduates to read in order to develop their writing abilities?
I think it is really important for them to read good nonfiction. To understand that good writing is informed writing, read Malcolm Gladwell. Read a great book on Vietnam. Read The Bright Shining Lie. And these are books that I try to introduce in my courses. I've had students, it's the first time they've read Joan Didion, and they read Slouching Toward Bethlehem, and they just can't believe it. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden, they're turned on to Joan Didion, where they've maybe never read Gay Talese or In Cold Blood or any of these things, which are sort of signature pieces of nonfiction that you want to expose them to. That's fun.
Where are we at with this convergence of literature and journalism? Is it kind of coming back to that Truman Capote, that Joan Didion way of doing things?
I think there is a whole, I don't want to say trend, but certainly a lot of attention being paid to long-form journalism. Students are becoming aware of it. And you see this a lot in sports writing. Mm-hmm. There's Grantland, the ESPN site, Sports on Earth. These are all about long-form sports writing, really good writing. So I think there is this convergence that is happening. It's always been there, but it's being viewed in a different way because of the platform that it's on. And it's a very good thing because students are very excited about it.
Well, Cindy, thanks for your time today.
Okay, thank you, Josh.
Cindy Skrzycki is a senior lecturer in the nonfiction writing program at Pitt. You'll find the podcast of this program and an opportunity to submit your reading recommendations at wesa.fm/speakingvolumes. Give us a shout on Twitter at Booksburg. Speaking Volumes on 90.5 FM WESA is supported by the Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh, dedicated to engaging our region in literacy and learning. Thanks for listening.